You know, I've been watching Republican leadership lately, and I think they've accidentally become the world's most effective agents of change. Not the change they wanted, mind you, but hey, nobody's perfect at their job anymore. Trump spent 4 years saying America first so loudly that the rest of the world said, okay, we'll go second, third, and fourth without you. It's like showing up to a group project, declaring yourself the leader, then setting the presentation on fire and wondering why everyone else formed a different group. We used to be the country everyone looks to for leadership. Now, we're the country everyone looks at for entertainment. What are the Americans doing today? Oh, they're arguing about whether hurricanes are controlled by Jewish space lasers. Classic America. China's building trade partnerships while we're building walls. They're investing in the future. We're investing in nostalgia. They're playing the long game while we're playing Monopoly and flipping the board every time someone lands on Boardwalk. The Europeans have basically started a group chat without us. Should we invite America to the climate summit? Nah, they'll just show up with coal samples and a PowerPoint about how glaciers are actually growing. Our foreign policy has become so unpredictable that our allies now have backup plans for their backup plans. NATO meetings probably start with, okay, everyone remember, if America does something weird, just smile and nod until they leave. Trump turned diplomacy into performance art. Other world leaders were like watching a reality show they never auditioned for. Today on Keeping Up with the Commander-in-Chief, watch as international treaties get broken via Twitter. We've gone from leader of the free world to that friend who shows up to the party already drunk and starts arguments with the host. Other countries are politely backing away while we're yelling about how the punch bowl is rigged. Republican leaders keep talking about preventing a new world order while accidentally creating one where everyone else is in charge. It's like trying to prevent a surprise party by burning down your own house. Mission accomplished, I guess. The irony is that in trying to make America great again, they've made everyone else realize they don't actually need us as much as they thought. It's the ultimate unintended consequence. Attempting to restore American dominance by proving we're not that dominant. China's laughing, Russia's scheming, and our allies are making plans without us. We've gone from indispensable nation to it's complicated on the world's Facebook relationship status. Meanwhile, our followers are cheering this on like we're winning. Yeah! Show those foreigners! We don't need them. While foreigners are literally showing us they don't need us. It's like celebrating getting fired from a job you actually wanted to keep. The beautiful part is they think they're protecting America from globalist conspiracies while accidentally handing global leadership to everyone else on a silver platter. You can't make this stuff up. Maybe it's time we realized that being a superpower isn't about how loud you can yell, we're number one. It's about actually being someone other countries want to follow. Right now, we're leading by example of what not to do. This has been your reminder that isolation isn't strength and burning bridges doesn't make you an island. It just makes you alone.